An incredible story of survival has unfolded in Sydney after a desperate mother threw her two children from the window of a burning second floor unit. Both children, a two-day-old baby and a two-year-old, survived after being caught by a passerby. Firefighters also used a ladder to rescue a woman as fire engulfed the apartment in Lakemba. Truly amazing. A seven-year-old boy has disappeared on the Gold Coast, sparking a frantic search by police and volunteers. Queensland police fear Kobe Chandler may be at significant risk after he went missing yesterday afternoon. Kobe was last seen at 4 o'clock in his Southport State School uniform. The jobs of more than 550 workers at Clive Palmer's Townsville nickel refinery hang in the balance this morning. Administrators running the troubled Queensland nickel plant have told workers they're no longer required and the operation will close at 5 this afternoon. Clive Palmer's new management company has taken over the refinery, but he needs environmental approval from the Queensland government to re-employ staff and resume operations. Former Prime Minister John Howard has revealed he advised Tony Abbott to dump his Chief of Staff, Peter Credlin. Mr Howard told Sky News he also urged Mr Abbott to demote Joe Hockey and make Malcolm Turnbull the Treasurer.
Did you urge him to remove Peter Credlin, for example?
Look, I did give him advice on two personnel issues, and that was one of them, and also the Treasurer. But
you thought Malcolm Turnbull
should be Treasurer? Yeah, I did offer that view.